I got something really cool to share with you this morning. Everybody get over here. All right. Trip, you want to come help me? I need your help. Come here. All right, guys. Trip's going to help me with this. This is very, very special. Can you hold that, Trip? I want you to show everybody. Go up close. I want you to get a good look at this thing. Okay? You read it? Keep reading. Okay. Bill.
Bill.
All right, good. Keep holding it for me. Here's what it says. Y'all listen. My sister, I have a sister who's 11 years younger than me. I can't remember if it was Christmas or my birthday. She gave me this as a gift. Now, my sister always gives me gifts that makes me cry. And she does this all the time. And so she gave me this, and I thought, why is she giving me a piece of wood? But if you'll look at it, it says, Bill, I'm sending you some reading material. Love, Mother. Now, hold it for me. What you got to understand is my mother, when I would come home, you can ask Julie, we would come home. In my room, she would have in a plastic bag all the things that she thought I was interested in. All the people my age that had died. There was always an obituary in there. Newspaper clippings of, you know, like, you went to school with him, and I'm not sure what I was supposed to get from that. But anyway, and it was just all kinds of cool things. And she always put that message on it. So my sister got that and had it put on this piece of wood. It's her handwriting. So when I look at this, I don't know why my mom wanted to be called Mother. Love, Mother? That's kind of formal, but she's kind of a formal gal. It says, Love, Mother. Every time I see this, I remember my mama. And do you know what? I want to tell y'all some. Keep holding that. I got something else. I need somebody else to help me. Okay, Nala, come here. This right here is the Lord's Supper cup. Now, you may not be old enough to take the Lord's Supper because it's supposed to be for those who know Jesus. But in a little bit, we're going to do this at the end, and it's not just for fun. Jesus said in the Bible, in 1 Corinthians, that when we take the Lord's Supper, we are to remember Him. We are to remember that He lived and He died for our sins. And so every time we do it, we don't have Jesus here except in our hearts this morning, but every time we take the Lord's Supper, we're to remember that He died on a cross so we could be forgiven. Okay? So let's pray and thank God for this opportunity we have to worship Him. Lord, I thank you for these kids, and I thank you so much that you love us. Help us to remember what you did on the cross for our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.